great. And look, well, it is always great. But welcome to John Tooley in the studio with me from the Mildura Weekly. How are you, John?
Never better, Dave. How are you?
I'm telling you, it's one of those Fridays.
We love Fridays.
Yes. Yeah, no, we do love Fridays. It's just one of these Fridays, I think.
Black Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That must be it. It's the cooler weather. I'm waiting for summer.
Yeah, nice.
And incidentally, summer's Wednesday. I'm not really sure that we're going to feel that, but anyway.
An interesting summer, I think.
I'm ready to go for summer, and that is the headline, ready to go.
Yeah.
How great thou art. I love that. I love that, but it's a great piece of art too.
It is. Well, of course, the ready to go is about the instrument landing system at Mildura Airport, the ILS, which is soon to be commissioned in February. It's basically completed, but it's going undergoing a whole lot of testing regimes at the moment. But it was officially opened the other day with Ann Webster and Mayor Liam Wood cutting the blue ribbon.
I've got to ask you, was it Liam's first official ribbon cutting?
Because I think it probably was. Yeah. He's been a busy boy. I know that. But so look, everyone's very excited about that. The long and short of the ILS is that it makes it a safer environment
exactly.
to be landing in and taking off in low visibility conditions. Not absolutely zero visibility or so on you, but it will make cancellations of flights, which we often have during the winter with fog. There'll be less of that happening, and likewise flights coming in. So
of course, the other catch is too. Well, it's not a catch, but the other thing is, occasionally we have flights land here when they get diverted from places like Adelaide.
Yeah, and some years ago, there was an incident which started to become touch and go for Virgin and Qantas commercial flights that couldn't get into Adelaide, and one of them got very, very low on fuel. Had the ILS have been in, that situation would have been made much safer. And so on. So, it's a terrific thing. And
it's another step closer to being an international airport here. I mean, obviously, we'll...
the other thing is it means that the pilot training academy, all of the training can be undertaken in Mildura because currently they have to go to metropolitan airports.
Would make sense.
To do the instrument landing training. So, and then how great they are. Well, it certainly is. It's beautiful.
Have you been out to have a look at it?
I did. I was out there when we did the story and took the photos. Local artist Sandra Burton was commissioned by the Redcliffs Community Resource Centre to complete two mosaics which represent the past and the present of Redcliffs because it's the centenary year, 1921 to 2021. And they really are stunning. If you have a look in the front page photo, you can see the detail of the 2021 one.
I've probably put you on the spot here a little bit, but I know there's some Burtons out at Redcliffs. Is she one of the Redcliffs Burtons?
Look, I don't know, but I imagine she probably is. I'm pretty sure she's from Redcliffs. And a lovely lady, Sandra, and she's pictured there on page 15 where the story is with Joanne Farrell from the Resource Centre. And you can see both of the mosaics side by side there. And, beautiful work. I just love that sort of
thing. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really is. Look, something else that's amazing, we were just talking off air about my bins, the fact that living alone, I put my bins out once a month or once every six weeks sometimes.
A bit of an issue, the red bins, and we caught up with Mayor Liam Wood and his deputy Cindy Power a week or so ago, and this is a follow-on from that, and they both, prior to sort of taking on their new roles, had been in the camp where, they probably prefer to see a red bin collection weekly.
Yes.
And that is sort of a topic of discussion frequently. But since, coming onto the council and understanding the complexities of why it is a fortnightly collection now, they've sort of shifted their views. And the thing is that the bottom line on these red bins is, yes, if you have more waste than you can fit in it and you would ideally have a weekly collection, then you can get another bin. So and there's a small cost attached to that. But look, if people would only put the right rubbish in the right bins. Because currently 57% of what's in the red bin should be in other bins.
Oh, that's
so
crazy, isn't it?
There's your fortnightly collection dilemma. So a little bit more education required there, and that's what they're saying. They understand the issues, but their whole approach to being on council and in their roles now as mayor and deputy is community consultation.
Yeah, of course.
And understanding that. But as I say, they've shifted their view a little bit on that.
I've got to say that I'm really enjoying some of the headlines this week. Keep calm and keep waiting.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Peter Walsh, leader of the Nationals, has just expressed his concerns about the waiting lists. People in Mildura particularly are just sort of being, and so it's to do with COVID, of course, and we understand that, but there are a lot of people who are on long waiting lists who the state government have said, well, look, we understand that, but you just need to keep calm and keep waiting and until the list gets run down. Mr. Walsh has also said he's very concerned that women in Mildura are still waiting for life-saving early detection of breast cancer treatment, and those screening levels have dropped. So, look, I guess time will sort this out, but for those people waiting, that is a matter of concern.
It is a matter of concern. Now, speaking of waiting too, now, as a Wentworth ratepayer, I probably should go along to this, a chance to meet the candidates, and it's
yes.
just up the street from where my property is.
So the election's next weekend, on December 4, the Wentworth Shire Council election, that is, and there is a meet and greet with the candidates for the council election tomorrow at the Barunga Wetlands between 1 and 4pm. So you can go along and meet some of the 16 candidates who have put their hands up for election. And we've profiled some more today, particularly two Elders Real Estate agents from Wentworth, Steve Cooper and Kerry Ralston. Well, Kerry's
oh,
a property
okay.
manager. Yeah, so there's a photo of the two of them there from Elders. So some very interesting and I would say high calibre candidates putting their hands up.
And, I was going to say it's going to be really interesting in the office down there at Elders at Wentworth.
Indeed, indeed.
But it is looking good this time around. I've got to be honest.
I think
right.
there's, I think there's going to be some fresh blood elected to the council. The existing councils have been doing a great job. And they're in the mix as well, but we'll see.
But a good mix is a good thing.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, indeed. And finally, going to talk about the big guns again. I'm just loving the
well, it's there's an event being held at the Mildura Clay Target Gun Club tomorrow and Sunday over the weekend, and it's going to attract some high caliber shooters, including two people who attended and shot at the Tokyo Olympics, Penny Smith and Thomas Grice. And we picture their our champion clay target shooter, Nathan Ajero, a well-known local shooter, and he's obviously spearheading that comp. And because they have the curtain there now, as we call it, which was installed probably about a year ago, that means they can hold these high caliber events and attract the talent that they will. So it'd be a very good weekend down there.
And there is a lot of talent here locally here as well, of course. And I love the idea that love the way that you got the pun caliber in there as well. When you mentioned that.
Yeah, I probably overused that word, but so look, again, tremendous things happening in Mildura. We love that.
It is tremendous to see. And again, the front page, I just love those photos out, those murals out of Redcliffe.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Amazing.
People can pop out and see those.
Yeah, definitely. Again, where is that?
That's the Resource Centre's in is it Jamison Avenue, just opposite the park there?
Yeah.
And the murals are out the front, so
you can't miss them.
Yep.
You certainly can't miss them. But,
the other thing I popped into too, I'll do a little story next week just quickly, is the Christmas shop out there.
Fantastic.
Lovely. Oh, that's just brilliant. People
love
need to pop out there and have a look.
I love that. They're a great idea too. Look, John, in your letterbox?
Free every Friday, the Mildura Weekly.
I must point out, I'm talking about the Mildura Weekly. I'm not talking about John Dooley being in your letterbox every Friday.
You wouldn't want that.
Thank you. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Dave.
That is John from the Mildura Weekly. John, in your letterbox?